time you pass 79 Wistful Vista and hear the windows rattling slightly and a low, nasty murmur coming out from under the door, you'll know the squire is once again complaining. This time with his friendly telephone operator as we meet Jim Jordan, Fibber McGee of Fibber McGee and Molly.
Hello, operator. Give me Doc Gamble's office at 156. Oh, is that you, Mert? How's every little thing, Mert? It is, eh? Well, Merry Christmas to you, too. No, nothing serious. I just wanted Doc Gamble to send over a bottle of liniment for my backache. Yeah, it aches all over. I got more pains than a hothouse window. That's that dad-ratted kitchen floor, Mert. Spent all morning trying to get the squeak boards nailed down and just found out the squeak's in my shoe. Yeah, it's been one of those days. Cut myself shaving, stuck the toothbrush in my eye, went out to get the morning paper, stumbled over Toops's dog, fell off the porch and knocked down the dad-ratted mailbox. Yeah. Worst thing, though, was that kitchen floor. That was a real backbreaker. I figured the boards had worked loose last spring when all that flood water came through here. Remember that, Mert? Yeah. That's when I found out I had musical talent. That's right. Remember when the water got up so high, Molly floated out the door on the sofa? Well, I accompanied her on the piano. And that was a joke, Mert. Don't you get it? Yeah, I'll never forget that. I and a guy by the name of Fred Nittany from Starved Rock, Illinois, had a subaudible act together. Yeah. We used to knock him dead with that joke. Yeah. Like Fred would say, "You see this clock? It'll run 8 days without winding." And I'd say, "How long will it run if you wind it?" Oh, we had a million of them. Hold the phone, Mert. I think that's someone at the door.
Hi, Mr. McGee.
Hi, Alice. Merry Christmas. Come on in.
You know, I don't want to take up much of your time, Mr. McGee, but I have a problem.
Oh, what's that?
Well, my nephew got a chemistry set for Christmas, and he doesn't know anything about it. Do you think you could help him set it up?
I sure could. You know, back in my day, they used to call me Fearless Fibber. On account of because I wasn't as scared to mix up any kind of combination of fabric chemicals.
Jeepers, really, Mr. McGee?
Yeah. You see that box over there by the hall closet? That's my old chemistry set. I just got it out a few days ago to see if I could still get the touch. I went clean through high school with that set.
Did you really, Mr. McGee?
Yeah. I remember the day it happened. Went clean through the high school roof and onto a laundry 2 blocks away.
When you drop out of school, you do it with style, don't you?
Yeah. I wish I could remember the formula I was working on that day. Seems to me I was on the track of a new kind of high-powered gasoline. I was going to call it ethyl. In honor of my old chemistry teacher, Ethel Fadich.
But they've been making ethyl gasoline for years and years, Mr. McGee.
What? They have?
Yes.
By George, if I had the dough, I'd take them guys all the way through juvenile court.
Juvenile court?
Why, sure. I was just a kid when I invented it.
Oh. Well, I think chemistry is wonderful, Mr. McGee. You know, I have an uncle, and he just patented a new kind of glue that simply won't stick to anything.
What good is glue that won't stick?
Well, he says it'll teach people not to break things in the first place.
Well, it's simple things like that that makes fortunes for some people. I stumbled onto a freezing compound one day that kept a bottle of water cold for 2 days.
Gosh! What did you call it, Mr. McGee?
Ice.
Oh. Creepers! I've been using that for years, and I didn't even know who invented it. Well, I gotta go, Mr. McGee, and I'll send little Tommy over so you can help him with the chemistry set.
Okie dokie, kiddo.
Okay.
Well, see you later. Hello, Mert. What were we talking about when... Oh, I know. I was just going to tell you about a book I saw that tells all about mind reading. I figured with a little practice I could start a whole new career reading people's minds. Yeah, like the farmer said when he bought the plow. This will open up a whole new field for me. Oh, I can see myself now. Mysterious McGee, the mental marble, master of millions of... Hang on, Mert, there's somebody at the door. Come in. Well, if it isn't for Z. Good day, Frank.
Good day, McGee. I just dropped in to wish you a happy holiday season.
Well, season or not, you're just the guy I've been wanting to talk to.
Yes?
Yeah. Weren't you in the Navy at one time?
No, I wasn't, McGee. Why?
I've been hearing a rumor that the Navy is going on strike.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Why should they go on strike?
Well, what I hear is that they're asking for porthole to porthole pay. Don't you get it? Porthole to porthole? That's a play on words, Frank. You see, when you say porthole, it sounds like portal, and when you say portal, it's something.
Tain't funny, McGee.
That's odd. I thought that up while I was shaving this morning, and I laughed so hard I almost fell in the bathtub.
My suggestion would be to grow a beard, McGee, especially at this time of the year. You could play Santa Claus.
Frank, did I ever tell you about the time I played Santa Claus at the Elks Convention Christmas party in Vaudeville Show?
You never did.
Oh, boy. Well, they had a musician there then. And when I stepped up on the stage to help him, I tripped over my beard and fell into the bass drum.
Oh, my. What happened?
Well, sir, the orchestra was sleeping through that magician's act. And when I hit the drum, they thought it was a downbeat and started the overture again. The stagehands heard it and opened the Christmas curtain. And when the electrician saw the curtains open, he turned on the house lights. And that was the cue for the acrobats. The 10 tumbling Turks came barreling across the stage. Rabbits and pigeons and ducks flew all over the place, and the magician sat down right in the middle of the stage and cried like a baby. And to quiet the audience, I grabbed the baton and led the orchestra in 8 bars of It's Magic, followed by Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Then I segued into a musical...
Wait a minute, McGee. What do you know about music?
What do I know about music, he said.
Yes, he said that.
I merely studied it for 6 years at the Peoria Conservatory. That's all. I studied under Professor Ware. Studied under Professor Ware for a long, long time. Long Underwear McGee, I was...
Oh, my.
Long Underwear McGee, the mighty mucky muck of the metronome... Making music, AmeriCorps musical mutts, muddling through a mass of monotonous medleys, making a millions marvel at the minor melodies made into magnificent musical masterpieces by the miraculous movements of my magic net.
Santa Claus.
Yes, Francis.
Merry Christmas and a happy ho, 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 ho.
Oh, thank you. Hey, hello, Mert. You still there? Yeah. That was Frank McGee. Frank Brzee, I mean. Yeah, he's a nice kid, but he tells the darndest stories. I thought it was Alice's nephew coming over. Boy, if that's little Tommy, he's a lot bigger than I thought. Hold the phone, Mert, while I go to the door. Oh, you must be the new postman.
Well, who do you think I am in this outfit?
Santa Claus making a late delivery?
Well, you could have fooled me, Si. What are you doing coming around here on a holiday?
Hey, listen, Daddy, when a letter says special delivery on it, I deliver it special, holiday or no. But I don't have to listen to you.
Okay. Don't get yourself in a lather. Boy. You could just put it in the mailbox and forgot to...
You mean that box lying on its side on your lawn?
Yeah, that's it. You see, I knocked it over this morning while...
And you think that I would kneel down and put your mail in there while that monster of a dog from next door is around? Do you think that?
You mean old killer?
Yes. Yesterday I was eating my sandwich down on the corner, and he came up and took a bite out of my leg.
So you met killer, eh?
Met him. We had lunch together. Yeah. Yeah, just look at the hole he put in my trousers.
It sure looks like he put the bite on you. Don't you get it? You know, the old saying.
You're very funny.
All right. Just give me my mail.
Not so fast. Hey, let's see. Oh, here's a Christmas card for you. Says Merry Christmas to McGee, and oh, how nice. There's a poem. I'm always happy when you call. Come winter, spring, or summer. Your leaks and drips paid off my house. Signed, John, the Oak Street plumber. Isn't that sentimental?
That burglar. He charged me $30 an hour to take a nap under my kitchen sink. And on top of that, he snores.
Oh, and here's your regular monthly overdraft notice from the bank. And a card from your sister with a picture of your nephew on it. It looks just like you.
Yeah, everyone says.
Yes, ugly little monster, isn't he?
What do you mean? You got a lot of nerve talking ugly with the...
I'm not finished yet. Don't interfere with the U.S. mail. Here's a bill for your telephone, $18. Talkie, talkie, talkie. Oh, and here's a special delivery letter from American Forces Radio and Television Service.
Say, how come you didn't open this letter from American Forces Radio and Television?
Oh, we government people never spy on each other.
Oh. Well, thanks for the mail, Dreamboat.
Well, so long, Fatty. I'll see you around, and I mean around.
Yes, sir. Hello? You still there, Mert? Yeah, that was the new postman. Nerve of that guy opening all my mail before I got it. Hey, wait a minute. I got a special delivery letter. Let me see what it says. Oh, my gosh. Listen to this, Mert. I've been invited to participate in a big Christmas broadcast. Why, I haven't done a radio broadcast for our folks. What do you know? I used to come down to the radio station wearing my old army uniform. Yeah, just to get into the spirit of the thing. What's that? Why don't I wear it for this broadcast? Say, that's a great idea. So long, Mert. Now, let me see. Where did I put my old army uniform? Out in the garage? Up in the attic? No, wait a minute. I know where it is. It's right here in the hall closet. Yes. Gotta straighten out that closet one of these days.
Ladies and gentlemen, and Jim, I'd like to join everybody in the entertainment world in congratulating you on your 85th birthday last month and your 65th year in show business. Thank you. I hope you go on for another 65 years.
Oh, thanks. You're awful nice to old people, but I can't do that. There ain't that many new jokes.
Fibber, did you ever go to a formal party with people lined up behind that big glass bowl?
Yes.
Well, did you ever notice that the bowl held the same old stuff, but the punchline kept changing?
I see what you mean. Good night. Good night.